A three-week chase through the icy seas at the bottom of the world ended early yesterday when Australian and South African authorities boarded a Uruguayan ship suspected of poaching millions of dollars worth of rare fish. You've probably seen this fish on menus, maybe even ordered it, Chilean sea bass, though every swank restaurant we called yesterday in New York and L.A. said they weren't carrying it anymore. Joining us is someone who we'll call Michelle. Michelle spends her summers working as a personal chef in the Hamptons outside New York. She's in the market now. Michelle, hi, how are you doing? Do you see any Chilean sea bass there in New York?
Absolutely not at this market. However, it is available at various other markets, which I did call this morning to see if they had it. And it seemed like the smaller local fish shops carried it rather than the larger, more commercial markets.
A lot of the people in the cooking world are bowing to pressures to stop eating this fish because it's endangered. How do you think that campaign's going there among chefs?
I would say it's probably a personal choice. You know, for me, I don't really have a problem cooking it, I'm sorry. But if my boss wants it and I can get it, I'll do it.
An environmental group that put out a notice about these fish said that about 80% of the Chilean sea bass that goes to market is actually illegally obtained, that is, from boats that are fishing in places where they shouldn't be. Does it bother you at all to when you hear things like that?
No. No, it doesn't, because there's a lot of other illegal activities going on in this world that people partake in, and this is fish.
But if people keep eating this Chilean sea bass like this, there won't be any of it left.
Until we can't get it, then I will continue to buy it.
Our associate editor called 15 restaurants yesterday in Los Angeles, New York. None of them said they were serving it anymore. Do you think they're telling the truth?
No, they're lying.
Well, how do they serve this fish? Do they change the name and call it something else?
They could call it plain old sea bass. You know, there's black sea bass. They could just change it to sea bass, period, and take the Chilean off.
Is there something about this fish that tastes so good, or the texture of the flesh is somehow magically appealing? What is it about this fish that makes it so desirable?
It's a very mild fish. It's not a fishy fish. And it's a very versatile fish. It goes with a lot of different sauces. It can take different flavors, and I think that's the appeal.
But you're going to go on buying it as long as it's available?
Yes. Just like people go on buying Cuban cigars.
Michelle, a chef in New York City and personal chef in the Hamptons during the summer, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.